Channel One Right. And this is the side of Patterson when he knocks off work at 4 o'clock or something like that, 3:30 maybe. And it doesn't start until 3:50. It goes from 3:50 to the end. Patterson, Wednesday, the 5th of July, 72, Channel One Right, about 4 o'clock or 3:30, when he knocks off work. He's had enough of that traction for the day, but this early part doesn't work. It's when he comes in at 3:50, and we've had that big disagreement over there in the field, and here we work it out. Here we work it out at the kitchen table. That is something. Channel One Right. And over around 3:50 is the key part on this tape. Wednesday, Patterson. Wednesday, the 5th of July, 72. And this is when Patterson knocks off work and comes in after we'd had a disagreement over the field. And we work it out, and it is something. Patterson, Wednesday, the 5th of July, 72, on 3:50. Turn way over to 3:50.
He said you knew more about this stuff than he did. And we just start out and asked him what they got on the phone.
What are you going to call him?
Well, it's... I think it just looks
like
that. I don't
care
what old
man. 10 minutes to 8,
yeah.
They had an olive place. Well, that olive place 10 miles from Gainesville. I haven't been to it.
Where?
South of sticker place that we're going out toward High Springs.
Oh?
Sure, that thing's 10 miles from Gainesville. Turn off right there, to the right,
up
right by the sticker place, going out that way, going toward the high spring.
Up there towards that Lackaway, that's not far from Lackaway.
Mm-hmm. Right, on the other side of Lackaway, I believe you. 10 miles from there. I haven't been out there.
Yeah.
I better have to get something there for that fella.
Yeah.
The one right thing, I ain't been there since. I had to go to Newberry to get a part for, what? Something that I went there to go for that plot. That man told me to do. I told him I'm going to bring it back. It broke. I ain't been back. Well, I know it's going to break.
Oh?
Yeah, I know. I told him it's going to break.
A new part?
Yeah, brand new part. For me. I think I paid $2 something for it. So on that night, it broke.
Well, that's...
I knew that thing's going to break. Hmm?
What,
so if he's coming out from that top, where that piece go up the hole, that's probably the hole is open, keep going too deep in the ground.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's where I got that chain at.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could. I tighten up that thing break right there. See, I know that tight thing break that thing.
You know, that handle kept dropping down, you see that part broken?
Yeah.
You know,
you got to fix thing right, you know, where that tractor pull weight against that thing. It's only going to break it.
You know, I for this stuff we're planting, you don't need to cut it that deep, 4 or 5 inches, I suppose.
Yeah, but you got to keep that stuff in the ground, or it'll come out.
Where
you
it's
don't
dry.
If that root grass, pull that thing out that ground. You're going to keep it down in there.
Yeah.
You go out there skimming the ground, you ain't getting nowhere. You got to get out in that ground. Shoot, that stuff is going to the ground that deep. No. It turned it over, it ain't playing with it.
Yeah.
That's right, it turned it over.
Well, maybe what that old grass needs is...
It's turning over, and that's dope.
Turning over.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to wait too late to get hot, because I don't want to wait to get hot. I don't get on hot. That's not cup. I could have been down here sleeping. My people been up here since 5 o'clock. Waiting on me? Oh, yeah?
No, I've been waiting on you. We've been waiting
to... Trying to get the place open.
Yeah,
I say 9 o'clock, the best of them people. Them people don't get up early. I say that 9 o'clock, the best of them people.
You know,
they
don't prepare place sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
open up. Mm-hmm. And I say 9 o'clock, the best them people open up. See, I didn't see a sign. I don't get through.
Well, that's it.
That's right.
That's it.
It's 9 o'clock for them people. I got to go out and on the most phone and turn something for my cousin, yeah. Yeah, that problem goes to my cousin. He told me to come out and turn something for him. Even in the news, maybe I'm working. You come there, son, and I'm going to turn some down here, and then I'll come on out there.
Well, that's what happens, you see. I had we was cutting silage up here.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Davis, Guy Miles. I want Burnett Patterson wants to ask you about a little part.
What place you calling up? What place you calling up?
That is the Rush tractor. That's the Alex Talman place.
Hello.
Cali.
Do you know that piece with holes, them coasters in the front of the fly? Hold the coasters in the front of the fly. Yeah. I got an Oliver fly. That's right. I ain't talking about the punts. I'm talking about that piece with holes the coasters on, that little round knuckle fits up on that shell. Well, I have the fly. Thank you, that's the same. I have the points, but I thought you had that piece with holding in front of the plaza. It got a coast on it, see? Thanks. I felt Blake Ross. I feel like I say. Blake Ross. I feel that. On that side of Guinea.
Mm-hmm.
That's 10 miles outside of Guinea. I haven't been up there.
You wouldn't have any cars down there for
if you go there for that channel, you get that channel part, but you can't get all the part for that stuff. See, he had punch, but I bought 2 points yesterday morning.
They carry
the
points.
Mm-hmm.
They don't carry those little
collars.
Mm-mm.
We're having that to do without, too.
You haven't got a, you can't, there ain't anything you could rig up to put in there.
Let me see, a nail, I have to get a nail from me anyway. I don't know where a nail or hold on that stuff. If I had a, I had to take some mighty small nail to go around and make a clamp. Cause I would say I saw it, but I'd have got a saw spike clamp. So you could put it around and stick it up in that place.
Yeah.
Right behind it.
Yeah.
And tighten it from here. But I thought about it. I got one in there, boy.
You got plenty of exhaust pipe.
I had some in the clamp in the back of my. Let me grab it. I had some. I thought about that thing.
Yeah.
Well, do.
Oh, yeah.
In there. Yeah. Yeah, I know everybody in there.
You know, I got this wire here. I need.
He stole it. I don't want to go back in.
It's right there. If I left it there and grass went black, mm-hmm. Right up in the door. I was thinking that, is that Alice Chalmers place out there on the Archer?
Yeah, I think that's a
big place. I just wonder. I don't have that number on me.
I have to look that up. That's Robert. Robert.
Hey, Robert.
It just takes a minute, you know.
Okay.
What'd you find out there?
We ain't found nothing. We're trying to find something. We're trying to see, find a piece. I had to put a nail in that thing, keep that thing, hold that thing up. See, they have a nail go up on the bottom. They keep from lost, and the nail dropped out the other one because the whole thing drop off. When the nut on slag, and you got to be backing up, and it dropped out.
Got that hole there.
Yeah, it's a hole up under that thing to hold that thing on there. And
yeah.
The nail dropped out there, and the whole thing dropped off. I was looking to find that thing. I had a big ball of dirt, and I went around and plowed again. There was it laying out there under the dirt. Lucky, I lost two. And they were fine.
Well, that's the trouble with plowing. You plow over them.
That's right.
Good Lord.
Yeah. You can't find that thing once that just drops down in there, you know?
No. Lost in the dirt. You can't find that thing.
Hey,
yeah, it got me that little piece you put on the back there.
Mm-hmm.
You had me make that?
Yeah, I made that little clamp. You see where that thing broke at?
Yeah, that was that
piece
shed.
Broke, yeah, I go to that shed. But see that stuff ain't no good old cat iron.
No.
When you pull through with them tractors, where that tractor shoot, that thing pulled up broke. I thought that man gonna break.
By the way, you destroyed twine.
I told that man to break. see, he'd have to hold that thing up to keep it going too deep.
Yeah.
You let it down the top, it'd be running that date on point. You don't want the plow to run that up on the point, you want to run level.
Uh-huh.
Make it dirty turn level. But so you'd be gutting your track and one head down. I had where it run with a heel run like that wheel, run that back down the ground. Well, see, you got leaves up there to let it in the ground as deep as you want, or take it out the ground as you want. That's what that's for.
Uh-huh. And that,
Well, we still seeking to get that piece, though. Yeah, we still seeking to get that clamp and put that coaster back on there. We still find out if they got it.
And you don't think of any way you can rig it up.
Without it. No, I don't believe it.
Exhaust clamp, there's plenty of them, you see. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty sturdy. Mm-hmm. Because they got...
They're not as thick as that other clamp, though.
No, but they take a heat, you see.
They take a heat out of it.
And they take all that vibration. Of course, it's not as much...
Is that other piece on there? I got one on the way, small, tiny, but smaller than that, I know.
Well,
we can get a hold of one of those. You got that one?
You want to call him while you're in here?
We can.
Okay, I'll give you the number.
Okay.
It's, 376.
How you do? Oh, you knew what it's talking? I know your voice. It's Brennan. You know, I was up there yesterday. That's right. I got them days mixed up, you know, the holiday, but I went yesterday, though. You know that piece hanging on them coasters? You know that shaft running out on them coasters? Do y'all have that little clamp hold? Huh? Swinging coasters. But you got the shaft on them. Do you have that little car that would hold that coaster up? Yeah. That's right. Well, I was going to send a fella with Mike come out there and bring the coaster and let you see it. And you maybe be lucky enough to find something. Mine dropped off yesterday in the field and I lost it. Uh-huh. Okay. I hope you will. Well, bye. You know who I was. I had to check a little bit. I looked at this before yesterday. I think I might bring that piece with me and find something to fit it. Show them how it works. It goes up on the clamp. I mean, it goes up on that shell. And then when the hook tightens up,
yeah.
It keeps them doing like that. Got two ends on each side of it. It can't move.
Two of those.
Mm-hmm. Look, Grimace just can say, look at them so you know what they're looking at. I don't even see them. Come on. Yes, sir.
You're my friend.
I ain't gonna be no good but that away.
Let me tell you.
All right, tell me.
I have been so tired for the last week or two, I can hardly sit up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wore completely out.
Mm-hmm.
This goddamn desk work has worn me out.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand short.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got nothing against them.
The same thing I say this morning. We'll be this way tomorrow, and next week we'll have this cross. I just, my word come out true.
Yeah.
I told you that this morning, didn't I?
Yeah. He is telling you that.
Anytime I tell a person something to watch out, it's going to happen. Some folks over here about a couple of weeks ago, they was having a little trouble. I said, if you don't watch out,
yeah,
and by 2 weeks' time you'll hear about it.
Yeah.
It's all gone for them here. They told me about it.
What happened?
They had a fight.
Yes.
You heard about it. I know
explode.
You did. You heard about it.
Anybody?
You had a mighty right. That boy got shot.
Oh.
What was it, Brennan? Give me the high point.
Well, the father-in-law,
yeah,
and the son-in-law is shooting at the father-in-law and had no right.
Yeah.
But I'd shoot you too if you attempt to shoot at me.
Yeah.
And I ain't bothering you.
Yeah.
I was wondering the way I shoot the hammer wouldn't fall down.
Yeah.
Well, you know you ain't got no business doing that. The same thing I said this morning.
Yeah.
When I went along that plow, you said, go home. I said, I ain't going nowhere. I'm going on the plow. I said, I just told him that 10 to the Dante before noontime.
Yeah.
I said, people don't be all the same way all the time. I said, the bone on a different kind of moon, and I mean that. That's true.
Yeah.
If I tell you something, you watch that, don't happen. I'm going to be back tomorrow. I ain't going to work no more today.
I wouldn't either. You know it.
I'm going to go home, and I'll get the hair and come back and finish that.
Yeah, too. You know,
it's dry.
Heat gets well before it knows it.
No, it's hot.
Let me tell you, Burnett. Now, you know, I'm interested in this field up there,
mm-hmm,
but I'm interested in this muttonhead here more than I am that field.
That's right.
You see, he thinks he knows something about machinery, and he don't know nothing.
Mm-hmm. And you can find him out?
That's what I want you up here for, where he can find out something.
No, I can't be here. I got to be out there on.
Well,
I got
to
go out there on the fly, because I promised my cousin,
yeah,
I'd be down here, and I don't like to tell nobody no lie. I ain't going to fool with you.
Well,
that's
the
kind of person. I ain't going to fool with you if I'm going to be lying to you. I ain't going to fool with you.
Yeah.
That's right. I ain't going to fool with you. I got to lie to you. I ain't going to fool with you.
Yeah.
I ain't going to do that. You ain't no good to me if you don't want to have to lie to me.
Well, you see, he's already learned about it. I have too, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how much you know about that stuff.
But I don't think I can learn this time.
Yes.
I'm going to stand back and look at y'all over here. I'll come in here some of these days somewhere, y'all be working at it.
Yeah.
What you gonna do, roof and buying some hay?
Huh?
What you gonna reap and buying some hay?
Yeah. They got all this grass around.
Like Richmond doing over there.
And it's all going to waste, you see.
It's still here now. You can put that in the seed for the cow.
Yes, so they'll eat it.
It might get colder than it was. It wasn't cold this time.
Yes.
It would get so cold till you can't do nothing.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing, ain't bust no water pipes yet.
Yeah.
It didn't do it this last time.
You see, you got good boys, Bunny. They're all nice boys, aren't they?
I don't know about that. I could teach them up, but say they come out the gun, I don't know that. That's kind of what I got.
Well, I know, but they're pretty nice boys.
I can't see that.
Well, maybe one or two of them act up a little bit every now and then.
Everybody, like I told this morning, I wasn't coming to. Everybody got their way. Us three of them ain't got the same conscience.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
different, mother. I
yeah.
say that this morning. It still come out too.
Yeah.
That's what I then I say it right here.
Yeah.
I know, don't go on. I say that.
Yeah.
It'll come out too. Now, tomorrow, you might meet me wrong tomorrow, see? All right, this guy down here, I'm going to tell you, I'm sure something make my word come out true.
Okay.
This guy come that you still right down on the corner right down there?
Yeah.
I come along with my tractor, the tire half flat. I cuss before I know it.
Yeah.
I said, excuse me, the pressure. God damn it, I ain't got time to fuck around this damn thing. Now I got to go home.
Yeah.
He said, you going to do it? I said, no, I have to do it. You're going to have to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, dude, you have to kill me. And I drove right on. He said, you ain't got no sense. I said, I don't care if I ain't got no sense. I said, I ain't messing. I say more than I ain't going to cuss anybody. I said, I ain't fucking know you got no minutes now because I'm going on. I said, you're going to have to kill me to make me stay here.
You know, if people ought to know when somebody flies off and leave them alone, don't they?
Look what I've done. You said, go take a track home. I just drip that on track, drive right on. The same thing I said this morning. I'd have been just like you was. The same thing I said this morning right down to the table.
That's right.
Same, my word come out true. If I tell you something, don't put your foot on it. I ain't joking with you. I ain't born the same kind of moon everybody's born. I ain't joking. I ain't born the same kind of moon everybody's born.
Well, you know, when do they learn things like that, brother?
You look in that Bible. I told you that this morning. Look in your Bible.
Yeah.
It'll tell you about that. Different kind of person people born on.
You know,
how they be every, not the same thing every day.
Not the same thing every day?
No, you ain't going to be the same thing every day. You read your Bible a little
Let
bit.
Let me tell you, you learned a whole lot about that in MCC camps. You don't
know. They don't learn that kind of stuff. They learn about shooting somebody, killing somebody. They don't learn about that Bible. You see? They learn how to be mean to people, but not to be good to people.
Yeah.
I know I learned that much, but I ain't going to do that away. Because I can't live like that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
But you rubbed up against so many people there.
Oh, man. Oh, my Lord. All kind of people. All kind of people.
All day long.
All day long. You got to either be rough like them. I ain't going to be like them, though. Because I'm going to be the right way.
Yeah.
I can't live but once. That other. I'm going to try to live good. I don't care how this other person act up. I ain't going to act like him.
Well,
I can't get nothing out that bad way.
Yeah.
I can get something out that good way.
Is there some of them that's just rough for the hell of it?
Oh, they don't care. I'm going to give it that way. They don't care.
They just rather be rough.
They don't care rather be rough to be good.
Like that all?
Yeah. Everybody ain't like. Everybody not alike. You better bet that somebody tomorrow, I'll be good today. Tomorrow, you might be finding me crooked.
Yeah.
That's right. Because you don't bone the same kind of money.
Well, ain't
that's
nobody.
That's true. Look in your Bible. You can find it. Look at your Bible. I know you got one.
Ain't nobody ever called you crooked.
No, ain't nobody ever called me crooked.
I never.
But you can't never tell when a person go wrong some of these days. Now, look at that Arthur met me wrong. Now, if you'd have been down to your house, what's the matter with him? Now, I ain't never seen nothing wrong with him. The tire was flat on that thing. He gonna make me plow his ground. I said, I ain't got time. I cuss before I know it.
Yeah.
You gonna come in here and plow my ground? I said, no, son. So I ain't gonna come in here. I said, Mama got to be, Mama dead and come back. And I said, I know you ain't gotta talk about her.
Yeah.
Cause mean you gonna show tired if you talk about my Mama dead.
Yeah.
I ain't joking. I mean that. You know I would jump right on me like a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
That's right. See, everybody ain't the same way every day.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Therefore, that's my word come out true. Everybody the same word.
Well, now look here. You see, you're dealing with the public all the time.
You have to try to be
all
good.
All the time.
You have
see?
To be sound good.
Now, what's going to happen someday when them.
I'm going to turn out just like anybody else.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn out just like anybody else.
They going to hit you the wrong day.
Yeah, I'm going to turn out just like somebody. Just like I just said this morning. I'm going to turn out the wrong day.
Yeah.
If they monk me, I don't care which one of them, my boss man, I'm going to turn out to give me my money. I'm going. I done told him that one time.
That right?
He said, where the hell you going? I said, I'm going home. I can't hang up to him. He said, no, you're going back on driving the bus.
Yeah.
I walked out the door and come back. He handed me the keys. The brother get the bus and going back to dinner. Everybody had come. I said, I know to do. I sat down and talked. It's like I'm telling you. I said, every day you ain't going to meet me the same. Like, you ain't going to be the same every day.
Yeah.
I say everybody born on the same different kind of moon.
Yeah.
When you meet one day, they want to be another way. Sometimes they put it on their wife.
Yeah.
Me and my wife had an argument last night. That's what don't put out to the public.
Yeah.
It ain't gotta be that. You got to be you born. that's kind of jive that gonna go.
But now he hand you the key and told you to get back on the bus.
Mm-hmm. I haven't got back on the bus.
Yes. And that's the end of it.
I ain't here no more. Ain't nobody missing me no more. Ain't nobody bombing no more.
Oh, they at one time they tangle with you and then
that's
they
right.
Know.
That's right. That's right. One time enough.
Yeah.
When they give me them kids, they don't bother me.
Well, that's the beauty
of it. They tell me what to do, and I do that.
Yeah.
They tell me don't get off that road for nobody. Give them half the road. Don't you get in a ditch.
Yeah.
If don't, I said, I'll take you around. If there's one man on the aisle, I said, come on, let's go to games at the office. He said, no, I don't. I said, come on, we don't. I don't want to argue with nobody. Come on, let's go to the office. I said, I'll drive the bus right up into the door and go walk in and talk with him.
Yeah.
He wasn't good. I said, you take my way. You got to take my way. Come on, let's go to the office.
Yeah.
They told me to don't get on that road and get stuck. Give the people half the road. But don't, I stop. The most time I stop.
Yeah.
I cut on that road. I don't tell you. I cut on that road.
Yeah.
I don't tell him I drive that bus there. I do.
Yeah.
That's the kind of fella I am. If what I'm going to do, I'm going to do it because I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
It's too. I'm too big to lie. I'm going to tell it like it is. That's what it is.
But then, somebody, a lot of this road here, somebody got to stop every now and then.
I didn't stop because they're going to keep a driving. Somebody got to get run into one another.
Yeah.
I didn't stop. I know that bus was big for me. He run over somebody. Like that man, I come out to the road, main road. He said, you run over me. I said, man, if I'd have run over you, it wouldn't have been no piece of you.
Yeah.
He turned the trailer over down in the middle of the road. See, I run into him. The road patrol, I call the road patrol. The road come down and look.
Oh.
Brother, where you hit him at? I even didn't get on the highway. He marked with a tape from the road where I turned way up the road. He's way over there and turned the doggone trailer in the middle of the road. I stayed right to the road truck. I stayed there.
Yeah.
And he and him walked up the road. So you going back to the house. I need y'all call. I ain't call me today.
But you tell me now.
You can't tell a lie and try to make something out of nothing.
You tell me now how these fellas handle that heavy equipment with a bottle of whiskey in the pocket.
I don't know. I can't. I don't know about the rest of them. I know what I can do myself.
Well, you know they'll wreck it.
I know,
yeah.
I can't handle it. I don't even like to smell it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I don't mess around nobody's drinking. I say that before. Friday gone. I say that Friday gone. I don't forget their face. I don't forget their face.
Yeah, but
if I does, I couldn't drive that bus. You got to think and think right there, don't be marked.
But you know, a lot of your friends, when Friday comes, that's where they head out to
mm-hmm.
them Dukes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they.
But see, I don't go to them kind of jobs. That's them. I don't go to them. Not me. I don't go there.
So you all out there by yourself, ain't you?
I'm over by myself in the woods. Sometimes you see me, it's like you're sitting down there looking at the radio.
Yeah.
I'll get on my track, I'll get in the car, something like that. I'm
yeah.
down there. But I don't have no buddies, friends, buddies, nothing like that. I go by myself. You can tell this and tell the other, I go by myself.
Yeah.
That's where I go. When I go off, I go by myself. Because like I'm working now, I make my own money. I don't have to spend nobody's money.
Yeah.
That's right. That's kind of what I am.
Well, now, you know, one reason you can drive that school bus is the people you work for stay off your back.
No, they don't bother me.
They don't worry you.
They don't bother me at all.
So you can go ahead and
I can't drive if somebody be on my back. I wouldn't drive if it be on my back. Every time I turn around to this or that, or this or that, I couldn't drive because I said, yeah, the keys,
yeah.
Get me another job.
Yeah.
I didn't sign to drive that bus. They come and got me to drive that bus. The man dead. My boss man was dead. Come and got me.
Yeah.
That's right.
But every time you go out and work for the public, the first thing you know, you get tired.
Done something.
Yeah.
I done something. Therefore, I couldn't stand them people.
So, you know, that's the trouble over here at this service station. See, you can't just go ahead and do your work. You got all that collecting to do.
Yeah. When people, I don't know about everybody can do that. When you owe a person, it's like you all kind of thing. You want the main stuff, you
but
get spending the main
stuff. I used to talk to that fellow over there, and he said the general attitude was to beat them as much as you can.
Beat them?
Yeah.
Who you think somebody, if you beat somebody, somebody going to beat you?
That's right.
I'm telling you, you have to die one day.
And
they have to tie you down that bed to die.
And he told me his...
You mean Mr. Bradley?
Huh? No, sir.
No, you don't know Mr. Brown.
No, I missed him. Yeah. He died before I got
there. That police right over there.
Yeah.
He didn't want Pete to walk across his field.
No.
That's true. A colored lady come down that road one day, she told him to get off that mule. I'll whoop you before you hit the ground. He didn't get off that mule.
Is that right?
He didn't get off that mule, right down that road then. I'm never gonna get there. He told her to get off his ground.
Yeah.
She said, you ain't got no so-and-so ground. It's God's ground. You just got barred ground. You just let that place I'm done. I ain't got no ground. You just got him for a few days.
Yeah.
So you live.
That's
when you live,
right.
Somebody's gonna take it. That's right. I'm telling you like it is. You live here for a few days.
And then they ain't gonna plot the way
Ooh.
You want it.
What you talking about? What you talking about? No God. I was listening to that. He just, you on my so-and-so. You get off my so-and-so. I hear my cousin talking about, get out my house. You ain't got no house. Get out my house. I don't see until I walk on out the door. I don't like y'all and then.
Yeah.
I walk on out the door. When you get through all and I walk back in, how y'all gonna cool down? Yeah, give me a drink of ice water. Give me a drink of ice water. And cool off a little bit. I got an ice in there? No. I said, come on, give me a drink of ice water. I get up on another server because I know there ain't room.
Oh,
I'm gonna be that way till I die. You people don't like me because I try to be right. I don't have much fun.
You don't bother anybody.
I don't bother someone. Well, last fight I had in the CC camp.
Oh, the CC camp?
Yeah, I had a fight
there.
Yeah, a boy jumped around me and chunks of mud in my face, and I down in the canal, me and boy went. I jumped right straight in the neck. I didn't go behind his back, steal him. I jumped right in the front of his face. When he's meeting me, he's what I got to do. I jumped right up on him, right down over in the canal. I made a whip, but that he couldn't get both of us.
Just like a
jet.
Yeah.
Like a jet. He couldn't say I stole him. I said, that man said, like a lieutenant said, did you pass him, Steve? He said, no. He jumped right in the front of my face. Jumped right up on him. And I know he couldn't. I was slim, but like you, but I just was like lightning. Turned him right over in the water. Me and him both.
Yeah.
Shit, I wasn't killing him, but I started fighting. I don't care if Nicodemus was there. But I don't get mad at the time.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You learn more in that CC camp than
you'd have learned. These boys don't know around here like I did. They've been with them people that rush them up.
Yeah.
Shit, see them guns like that and them 30s, them machine guns every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
And just itching to use them.
Who? That man, them some of them fellas love to pull that trigger.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just love to pull that trigger, them fellas do. Came out and shoot them trees down there. Well,
they just walk out and shoot? Just shoot?
No, they have a special place to shoot and rifle them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They get
a kick out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get a kick out of that.
They get a kick out of it.
Mm-hmm. I was shooting. Well, I'm probably not going to the house and sit down. Take me out. 4 months old, didn't
make
watch
yourself some water before you go.
Let me spit this back up.
Yes, Jake. That man ain't coming back with that thing?
No.
He's not coming back today. I don't need you back to tomorrow.
I don't know.
Too late now.
Yeah,
too late. About 1 minute after 4, he ain't coming back to tomorrow.
That's a little bit late for him.
He ain't come back to tomorrow.
Because he wants to quit the regular time himself.
He
got to
quit the regular time. They working that structure. I mean, working public. He's going to quit.
What kind of vacuum did you chew? I didn't. You told me.
Brown
that.
Mule.
Oh, Brown Mule? I thought you said something else.
Don't drink too much. I'm drunk. I'm not going to see him.
Well, I'll tell you the truth.
All right.
I think if I had had a chance like you had to go to that CC camp, you see.
You went to the Army, that would have been a better thing.
Yes. But hell, I was middle-aged when I went to the Army.
What you were, about 23, 4?
Oh, God knows. I was 35.
That wasn't so old. You're right to say you didn't learn.
See, I was too old.
That was right age to learn.
Oh, at that age, you know, they think you're old man, that 35 in the Army, you know that.
You wasn't too old, right? Yeah. If you got to learn it, then you got to learn it then, so no more.
Yeah, but I learned it, but I learned the wrong things,
you see,
at that age.
Well, one thing about a person learning what he want to learn, what if you ain't got to learn, then he ain't got to learn. I don't care how much you're saying. How much it go?
Yeah. but how old was you? 20?
No, you about 19.
Yeah.
About 19.
And you was at 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You see, right at the right time.
Yeah. Well, you were right in there.
Yeah, I elected and stayed a year and 6 months after that. I resigned again.
And there's nothing like it for your boys.
No, they didn't go.
There's never been anything since then like it, has there?
With the Army. My truck when I drive, turned into the camp lane. Well, I went to camp lane about 16 years.
But the Army won't do the same thing.
Still don't,
you see, you was out in the woods.
That's right.
With 300 head. But
I mean 300 head. I ain't joking.
Yes.
But they ain't counting them in the mess hall now.
No.
About 30 in the mess hall, I mean. Cooks.
Yeah.
And the KPs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you see, he hit it the right time.
Yeah, and boy, today it's...
I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you the God truth. A heap of time, I said, long, about 3 or 4 years, I wish I was back then. I wouldn't have to be around here. 3 or 4 years back, I wish I was there. I'd rather be up there to be around here.
You know, I get so fed up with this around here, I wish I'd just anyway.
Be off, but excuse me, that around home. I'd rather be off to be around home sometimes.
But then you're tired down.
You know, you combine that. You got to be there at a certain time. You can't go off when you want. That's one thing about that.
Yeah.
You can't go off. You got to get a leave to go off, sit to play. Like I'm gonna go, like when I go home, if I'm gonna go uptown, I'm gonna have to ask somebody. If you go be there, you got to ask somebody. You got to find out where you're going, how you got to be back. You got to be back 4 o'clock. You got to be there.
Yes.
That's right. So you put you out there on the rock pile, put you out there anything, dig a stump, cut a tree down, anything.
Yeah.
They gonna call you. Starting that door, some man gonna be standing right at that door, call your name, so and so and so with so and so. Something wrong with your bait, something wrong with your shoes, something wrong with your tie, something wrong with your shirt, something wrong with your pants, a zip open. I got to get you out that line. You can't go and eat no supper.
Yeah.
That's time to call
you. Now, what's the longest that you can get away from home now? You can get away for a week?
About a week. Something. I'm going to try to stay off a week, you know.
That's the best you can do.
The best I can do now. The best I can do. I want to stay off 1 week and don't go to
that. Well, you can't get that far in a week.
I might go on the mountain and come back. You know what I mean?
Well, you've been down there.
I ain't been there since year before. I didn't go last year. I went to go, but I didn't go.
I thought you'd going across the border.
I wanted to go, but I can't go.
Wouldn't it be a little different going down there across the border?
I just don't want to ride that plane.
Planes, I hear they ride pretty good.
Some babies fall too much, though.
Oh, they do.
They just like the train. They have wrecks. About 3 weeks ago, a plane running a mountain to them. Killed about 100 head of people.
Yeah. Yes.
You heard about that. You seen the newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
What you got to do? Plane no good. Train no good. Oh. Car ain't no good. You can be driving good. Somebody going to run into you.
It's got so.
If you walk, you better get off the road.
Yeah. Yes, you have.
And if you don't, they'll run over. God knows they'll run over.
Oh, they will.
People run right over. I walk on the edge. Me and my granddad long years back. He's going to make an open. I've been talking to a man and dressed that man close my uncle's granddad's coat. If I had my pistol, I'd kill you.
That's
he,
right.
He said, if he had his gun, he's going to the lobby.
Yeah.
He belongs to the nice picture. I walk on this side. He's walking this side. And the dolphin in British coat. I've seen that. I just smack him back.
There used to be a lot of mean people, these white people.
Everybody don't mean now.
They'd see
now.
Somebody walk along the road and they'd try to zip them.
That's what I know.
They
do that to now.
And Nickanope is one of the worst places.
They do that to now. They ain't like it used to be. It's good, it used to be.
They good now. Mm-hmm. But you know how it used to be.
Oh, it used to be rough.
They'd see you going along there and they'd make it.
Chunk balls at you, shoot at you, all kind of junk.
And they'd say, there goes Burnett, I'll zip him.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they?
They do it. That's why I don't walk nowhere.
They
don't care who you is.
How'd they get so mean about that over at Meganope?
I don't know. They get a mean place. Ready to. But they ain't no better there now.
No, it's changed now, but they, who is that fella? They got a fella up here from Tampa who is an expert.
Who is that?
Don't you remember he was a deputy over there for a long time.
Let me see.
Oh, he's mean. If you didn't get off the wall when he met you.
You ain't talking about,
what that guy's name? He died.
Duncan?
Yes.
He shot that boy.
He shot several boys.
He shot one boy, I know.
What was his name?
Down at the Neil, I think it was.
What happened? He wasn't doing anything.
By a dog or something, huh?
By another dog.
By a dog. I tell you, people shoot you now. A dog, God knows it will.
But not like they did.
Not like they used to. Nothing like it used to now.
Well, you know, I...
They don't have no police there now, but them people from game will come down there. A road patrol and people from the road.
Yeah, but they don't bother you.
Not down there, they didn't used to. Mm-mm.
But this old fella Duncan, he was still living when I come down here.
He was.
He went in there at Buster's every now and then, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know much about him then.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard about him since then.
Mm-hmm.
And he was around there.
Yeah.
If you didn't get off the walk when he met you, I'm telling you, you...
Tough on you.
Now, what all did they do, Burnett? I mean, what all did he do? You had to...
That's all I know.
Yeah, you... He...
If you get out your place, they try to put you back in there, KSD, or do something to you. One thing about you, always treated me nice. You the police. I never had no... I bought a car from him.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Duncan?
But I tell you, too, I never had no problem with none of them police. None of them.
You mean Duncan?
Yeah, I bought a car from him.
Why, he's spitting
your
eye.
All right, he didn't spit in my eye, though. He don't spit in everybody's eye.
Well, how'd you manage?
I just bought the car from him. I told him on the car. He sold it. He brought it out to my house before my house burned down.
Well, now you see old Coleman over here. Nobody bothers him.
That's right. That's right.
I guess.
It don't bother everybody. It bothers some people. According to how you act, that's where that get on at. You treat a person right, he can see where you... He don't monk along with you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, you know, it'd be mighty easy for me to say the wrong thing with those fellas.
Well, if you get ready to say the wrong thing, I'd say it if I wanted. That's what I'd do.
Well,
if I wanted to say the wrong thing, I'd say it. If it killed me. That's what I'd do. That's the kind of person I would be.
You mean to a fellow like Duncan?
If it bothered and messed around me, if somebody do something to me, I'd say something.
Well, you might now, but you wouldn't back then.
You didn't bother me.
Oh, they was mean.
They were tough around
me. They were rough. See, and they'd go up to the judge, and the judge would send them home.
Mm-hmm.
Clear them.
That's right.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
He knew.
Sure did.
And now how they ever got that system, I don't know. But I understand, they are rough over there.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago has that been?
Oh, I say about 6-7 years back, I think. Might be a little longer.
It started letting up a little bit.
That's right.
But back...
Ain't nobody there now, honey.
All gone.
Most of the older people, Mr. Shearhouse and Mr. Mr. Thrasher.
Mr. Barr.
And who is? That's one of the old people I know there. Been there a long time.
Yeah. What happened? They left that house burned up the other day. What happened?
Something about the fire. Couldn't get the truck started. What? They ought to buy a new truck.
Got two trucks over there.
Them things ain't no good.
They won't crank.
Now what you want with something won't crank?
Well,
if I go out there and crank that tractor, I don't need that thing if it won't crank.
Well, can't they?
Put new bearing, new points, new plugs in.
They tell
Ready
me.
Ready to fire off.
They tell me they have got a shed to put them under.
They ain't. I ain't seen that on the shed, but I'd be up there every day.
Yeah.
They'll get some new ones.
Brand new.
When a man died, they hire another man. A mule died, they buy another mule. That's where that go.
How's that?
When a man died, they hire another. When a mule died, they buy another.
Yes, sir.
When the car wear out, put it in the junk pile and get another car.
And you know these things don't last forever, do they?
No, because steel don't last. Always. That 100-pound steel don't last always.
You know, I've heard they've been fixing on used parts and stuff.
Oh, Lord, too. They ain't no. Put them old parts with the new parts. They don't make new ones. You buy new stuff all the way through, you got yourself something.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, you go on an old pot, 7 watts, 25, 30 years back, kind of make it go, it ain't going to go.
Yeah.
You get you something good and turn that and crank up, let's go.
Yeah.
That's what it was in the CC camp. I jump in that truck, cold or hot, and I turn that switch on like that, starting off. It's that time I jump in the seat, I hit the switch.
Yeah.
Just like that. When I pull that door, my hand hit the switch in the clutch, at the same time.
Yeah.
be practiced at. When I jump in there, I get intense. When I jump, oh, pull, when I, the minute I pull that door, I do like that. That's what we moving. Don't wait till it all pick up then. But full time, they don't even lie to start until 5 or 6 minutes before you move them. They didn't lie and pull them trucks off. But if a fire, you're going to crank them trucks and be trying to go. Well, that, other than that, you better not crank that truck. I mean, you better not race that motor either. So you pull you out from under that cab. They didn't miss you because they come out. You didn't race the motor. My motor run like a sewing machine. All the since I left it, it tore it up. That man told me, "Mr. Bernie, your truck don't run like it." I said, "Why?" "Because I'm bored, handled rough, and been trained to let it run when it's cold. Be pulling off with all circulate through the motor. The bearing don't get it bearing. It's high enough to get all in the bearing. The main gets bearing first, and then it comes on up in the motor.
Yeah.
It'll take about 2-3 minutes to all to get up in the motor. When you turn that motor over, that motor got to get a kick. When they get a kick, then the pump starts to suck it for it to pick up.
Yeah.
That's right.
Let me tell you, I just told this,
mm-hmm.
You know little Wes that
mm-hmm.
works over there?
I know who you're talking about, Wes.
Who's his wife?
Mia Lila. My daughter.
Huh?
My daughter.
What's her name?
Mia Lila.
What's her name?
Mia Lila.
Mia Lila, yeah.
That's right.
You know, she's one of the nicest people I ever saw.
She's been there ever since
you
born.
If they'd asked me if she's any kin to you, I'd have swore them down. She was.
Yeah, that's my oldest daughter. Oldest child.
Well, how'd she get to be so nice?
Let's be nice. It'll be best to be nice to be mean.
Always that way.
Always that way.
Well, who'd she take after?
I don't know if she took after me or took after her mother. I can't say that.
Yeah.
Like I say, that's why I'm going to make my word come true. You can raise a person up, a child up. You don't know how you're going to have to be after them. You know, if you're raising for the chain gang, raising for a chair. You don't know how you're going to raise them up. All you can do is do your best you can.
Yeah. Why, I used to see her over there when the Van Arnhems was there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's one of the first ones I knew, her
mm-hmm.
in the West.
That's right.
And he's a nice fella, but he just had to get off on them tractors, didn't he?
Oh, he do that now.
He did.
That ain't no close up.
Yeah.
Same thing right now.
Just,
he don't even close up.
Yeah.
Same thing all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is he holding up?
I don't know. I tell you the truth. I be like I is now. I see him every now and then.
Yeah.
Every now and then. So
well, you know, a fella can do that so long, and it sort of gets him.
It does.
Wears him out.
He still do that right on. He don't make no difference. He gonna do it till he die.
He
gonna do it till he die. Till he don't take a little bit to make him turn him over, then he can't go nowhere.
Yeah.
That's right.
Living on water, he's one of the nice
fellas
you ever saw.
That's true. That's true.
And his daddy is.
Well, both of them have been there ever since I know. His brother, my uncle, me and that girl in Macanoka, me and two foster after his brother in Macanoka, Elliot Payton.
Yeah.
Well, his daughter is my first cousin, me and two sister children.
Yeah.
Me and her first cousin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Pedro.
That's my oldest son. That's the one you saw today. I told you my son.
Is that Pedro?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, Pedro is one of the nice fellas you ever saw.
Oh, he is. He's
he,
pleasant.
He keeps that bottle. He used to.
He's thinking a little bit now.
Well, you see, he never had the CC camp.
No,
he never had anything to keep it straight.
Mm-hmm. They went to Jacksonville and turned down the army. Well, they've been there for free. I don't know how many years. Long time.
Yeah.
I didn't get the phone for ourselves, but nobody else. After I left my grandfather, I went to the sleeping camp, stayed there a long time. Come out, I drove up the truck up there to the university, you know, to the medical center about 2 years, and then on from there to the bus. Driving bus, school bus, then,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Pedro can do all this farm business.
That's right. That's right.
But he ain't much money in it, is he?
Mm-mm, I'll let him be with some money.
What's Gene doing? He's
Mr. Franklin, he's been working there about. He ain't been anybody about 7 years or so.
Oh, I didn't know.
Guy up from Franklin.
Here, out
here? Franklin.
Out here at Macanoka?
That's right. He on his vacation now, though.
Yeah.
I think.
Does he make pretty good?
He be travel well. Make a living.
Well, at least he don't have to drive all over the county.
Mm-hmm.
You never worked with Franklin?
Sure. I worked with him a while. They wanted to drive truck in the back by that. Them people in the game had done got me. Yeah, them people had done got me. A man want me to haul some logs. I don't know where it's in trial. Want me to haul some logs, but I don't know.
That's
Sugar Man. You know him?
Yeah.
Me and him used to play together.
Huh?
Me and him used to play together. Sugar Man, boy.
Where was he living
then? Up there, not far from us.
Yeah. That house was burned?
That old house, across over yonder. Me and him used to play together. I don't remember that. You don't remember? You remember Hard Black?
Who?
Some Hard Black. You didn't remember? He wasn't here long that time.
Who is he?
That was a relation to Beth up there. That relation to two sisters chilling. He had a bunch of boys.
Now say that again.
Hard Black.
Blake?
Black.
Black?
Mm-hmm. Hard Black.
No.
Had a wife named Jeannie Black. Jeannie, no, for last name of Jeannie.
I never even heard of
her. They had three, four, five sisters. That's Native's aunt. Native mother stayed right there with Miss Bishop. All them died right there. I know when they died.
Yeah.
Long
years back. I knew Native's mother.
Mm-hmm. Long years back. I know all of them.
Yeah. You tell me, Mag was, she was something, wasn't she?
She's a cutter.
Was she always that way?
Ever since I knew her. She's a cutter.
I mean, huh?
She was a cutter. I ain't know. She didn't take no stuff.
I mean, it wasn't dull around her, was it?
No, because she only had him on all the time. I couldn't stand her. I would mess around. I speak to him going by my thing. I was mess around and talk with her.
Well, I used to sit down there and talk to her for the hour. But that's the first thing I ever done when I come down here.
I wouldn't miss her, so I couldn't stand her. Me and her blood wasn't mixed.
What'd she do, get after you?
She never got me, but I just didn't like the world ways. Did you see some people you don't like their ways?
Well,
I don't mess with them, I don't.
Well, why would I like her ways?
I don't know. I just can't stand her. I didn't bother with her.
Well, you see, she was sassy.
That's the same thing I'm saying now.
Yeah. I mean, everything she said was sassy, wasn't it?
Everything she spit out is sassy. Cut your show.
Yeah.
Therefore, I couldn't be in her company.
Well, you see, she must have cut me off short, but I didn't know it.
Okay. That's like I done you up there in the field for a while. You cut off short, but I didn't care about you cutting off. Let me go. I didn't care about you cutting off. I'll be up in tomorrow. I go get that hair. I'll be in tomorrow and finish cutting that ground. We got a deal on that car?
I'll deal with you, but I won't deal with
you,
boy.
I ain't say demons leaving me. You know, boy ain't got nothing to do with that.
And this is what I'll do. Mm-hmm. I'll sell it to you outright for $100. You can take it home.
All right, now what you? I'm gonna lie me on that ground then.
I'll pay you what you asked me. Or I'll sell it to you for a little of nothing.
Wait, come on.
If you keep it up here and work on it, and this fella will help you.
I can't keep it and work on it.
Hold on.
I got to buy a transmission for it.
Well, you can put it right there and put your transmission in right there.
You got no chain holes then.
Oh, yes, I have.
Yeah.
I got anything you got.
Yeah, you might be having more than I got. You might have more. I got some, but I ain't got. You might have more than I got.
I ain't got much of anything. I don't even have an old trailer.
Well, I got an old piece of trailer.
Yes, sir. Now, that's what I had in mind, you see.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything's good about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a good battery,
mm-hmm.
good radiator.
Will it crank up now?
Oh, yes, it'll crank up just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, I haven't cranked it in 3 more days.
It's all right. If we crank about since the week before, they ought to crank now.
Oh, yes. You see, the tire's all good.
Mm-hmm.
All the parts are good.
Mm-hmm.
The transmission's out of it. Mm-hmm. And you got to
take that transmission out.
Yes. But you go.
I'm going to get a good transmission. That's what I'm going to do. I ain't missing no train that's slipping and pulling. Time I get out the road, I got to come back to you to pull it back to the house.
Yeah.
I ain't getting that money.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Well, now, he'll even help you find one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But.
Okay.
Now, that's what I had in mind all along.
All right.
I'll sell it to you outright for $100. You can do anything you want to with it.
Okay.
Or else I'll sell it to you for a little of nothing if you work on it up here.
Mm-hmm.
You work on it now,
mm-hmm.
and not your family.
Now, I don't have but two boys work on me. That's Robert Lee or Gene.
I don't want anybody working on with you.
Mm-hmm.
You and him.
Well, I said, why that?
Because he can learn.
Oh, you want him to learn.
I want
him
to learn.
That wouldn't keep my boy from coming in here working on me.
No.
Oh, that's all right then, that too. That's all right.
Yes, sir.
Indeed, I'm a deal.
You can do it today or a week from now or 2 weeks from now.
Well, I tell you what I'll do. I'll get the ground cut, and we figure up how much it is, and I'll turn it over to the car.
All right.
You can put it on there. That's, all
that
right. All right?
Yeah.
All right. I can deal with anybody. That's kind of feel I had. I ain't know. I'm a sleeper all the way through.
Well, I am too.
I sure is.
I am too.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I don't know where we find transmission at.
Well.
But I said, my good. I'm going to get a good one. I don't
well,
know.
Well, now, you see, this fella's going to get you that,
I want it.
Same.
I want it.
Yeah.
He gonna
I got to go out there and cut a piece of ground for my cousin. That's
see,
his
I can save you that time. I all can
right.
do that over the telephone.
Okay.
You see? And
okay.
you can't do it over the telephone.
No.
Because I sit here and work on this desk, and that's what kills me. If I was out there doing what you're doing, I'd be healthy.
Yeah. But you got to work on the desk, though.
Well, why don't you come in here while
oh,
I work
no,
on it?
Oh, no, I couldn't do that. See, I ain't put up that kind of bit. That'd make my brain too hard.
Well, what the hell do you think it does to me?
You work on your brain.
It just, I stay
it on your brain. That's
stay.
All right, but you supposed, everybody got their own talent, what they supposed to do.
I ain't got any talent, I just haven't got good sense.
No, that's
if
good
If I
thing.
Had good sense, I wouldn't do it.
No, that's good sense. Now, I'll tell you another thing. A lot of things suit person what they want to do.
It don't suit me.
You got some parts you lack about it.
No, sir. I'd rather do that outdoor work, and I have tried it, and I go broke every time.
Yeah. Person like to do it kind of wet some of them, you know.
You see, what happens to me is it costs me too much to do business.
Well, you got to do something, man.
Yes, sir.
You got to do something.
If you don't keep your own machinery going, you will just go broke
it.
At anything these
man,
days.
I know. If I
you can't afford to take that tractor in.
No, you still can't. You say that again.
All right.
I spent $50 on that song gone by a month or two ago.
Yeah.
If I had had the stuff, the material to do it with, I never would have cared then. But I didn't have the machine to do the stuff with.
Yeah.
He had to drill. To drill that stuff out. And he knocked them things in the seats in that block.
Yeah.
And he drilled them out. I was there helping him. I've seen everything he done.
Yeah.
And he put them in there right. I've been knowing that man a long time
yeah.
ago. He got a brother out there on the mower's phone.
Yeah.
Good mechanic, too. But he don't have his tills, the tools and stuff like his brother on in the game.
Yeah.
He told me he can work on that shop by around about 20.